Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in this awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Did you know that News for the Soul is home to the largest totally free life-changing audio resource on the World Wide Web? And did you know that journalist and single mom Nicole Whitney is single-handedly making this freely available for you to hear? That's why your support is critical to help keep News for the Soul totally free. You can help in several ways. Firstly, you can tell everyone you know about News for the Soul. So many people out there still do not know about this totally free, life-changing resource. So do us, yourself, and your friends a favor and pass it on today. Secondly, financial support for News for the Soul helps keep the show going. Whether it's through advertising, donations, or purchases of our exclusive audio and video packages, like the one and only Spoon Bending Kit, which will teach you how to bend metal with your mind for real. This support helps keep us on the air. Go to newsforthesoul.com now to find out more. We invite you to help us help the world. And thanks for tuning in. It's listeners like you who have made News for the Soul the number one life-changing talk radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL. Together, we are already making a difference in our world. So thank you for listening, and thanks in advance for your support. Now, let's get back to the show.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. I'm Nicole Whitney, and we have all of that covered. Actually, we're kind of live in the studio here. It's kind of a joint effort with Pete on camera. Hello, Pete. Yeah. And the life-changing TV viewers, and we're all here with two, and one on the line, founders of the Manifest Station, which is about to launch. We're here to tell you all about that. This is more like-minded programming. Let's see what it says here. The most meaningful questions about life answered by the world's leading teachers, sages, and visionaries. Bum, bum, bum. Okay, so we've got Len Wright, Glenn Brubaker, and Ryan Bloom on the line. Len and Glenn are here with me live in the studio. Welcome, guys, and welcome, Ryan. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having us on the show, Nicole. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Nicole. Definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely a pleasure, and definitely kindred spirits, so I think we've got a lot to talk about, a lot of notes to compare here. So tell me, first of all, which one of you, or how did you come to the point of going, hey, let's start a like-minded TV station?
Well, wow, that's actually that's a great question, because the idea seemed to occur simultaneously between Len, myself, and Ryan. Just so everybody knows, there, Ryan is actually in Florida right now. He's from St. Petersburg, Florida, and Len and I are both from about an hour outside of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So it would seem pretty bizarre that the three of us would have an idea pretty much right around the same time, and then get linked up through a set of marvelously
synchronistic events.
Yeah.
So you had the idea separately, all three of you.
Well, there was Glenn and I that actually we were working at the same place at the time, and when I first found out that you can have a channel through new technology, it just hit me right away, and I am Glenn to run down, and since he was working upstairs and I was working downstairs, and he ran down, and I said, take a look at this, read this, and we looked at each other right away, and it was Prosperity Conscious Law of Attraction TV. So that is, like, that's a great way to serve, and from that idea onward, it just actually caught on and caught on.
So when was that?
Early February.
Yeah. Yeah, and we had both of us had been definitely seeking and had attracted that into our lives individually and collectively, I would say, both Len and myself.
Now, what led up to that? Like, was that just after The Secret and all that kind of?
No, I've been on a spiritual journey for years and years and years, and it's taken me twisted all the way around, and it's been very enjoyable now looking back on it. But I chose a lot of painful ways to grow, and in that growth, more and more light kept coming clear to me as I grew, and knowing that I want to do something that I'm purposeful about and I'm passionate about, this just absolutely turned the light on immediately, and it seemed like this is the perfect situation. I can actually spend my days doing what I would love to do and grow through this whole project. And so it came together very, very quickly and very easily. I mean, we've all had businesses before, and never anything like this. I mean,
Let's talk about that. Yeah. What were you doing before?
Len, my background is for the last about 10 to 12 years, I've been in marketing and studying and not knowing really how to be able to apply or where to apply or nothing felt really right. And now, looking back on it, it's, you know, training for what I'm doing now, because everything that I learned in those 10 years is of huge value now.
So it kind of came full circle. But what were you marketing back then?
Almost everything under the sun. I was in sales for about 15 years as well, and then started learning about direct mail, copywriting. I actually had my hypnosis certificate and went and got my master practitioner for neurolinguistic programming. And I had a business at the time that would bring the Society of NLP down into Vancouver area. So I worked along with John Laval, which is Richard Bandler's right hand man. And so I took my master practitioner through that, spent a lot of time with them doing that, and it just from there it just grew. What it did was open up more questions.
Interesting. Glenn, what about you? What were you doing?
Oh, okay. I've got a word of the day, a whole cornucopia of different things.
Mm-hmm.
For the better part of my adult life, I owned a couple of fine dining restaurants. That were started just basically out of a coffee shop and grew into a couple of beautiful businesses that really were great for feeding and fulfilling me, but definitely didn't leave any time for family or personal enjoyment outside of work, and so I left there and sold the restaurants. And from there went into a corporate sales position, and really had an experience where I was going to work and I had a smile on my face, but I was not being fulfilled in really any way, shape, or form. My body was there, but my mind wasn't by any stretch of the imagination, and had been. Delving into a number of different spiritual pathways through the course of the last several years, and finally everything just they seemed to the teachings that I had been delving into really seemed to culminate at this one, you know, moment of eureka or I'd like to even call it satori, where all of a sudden I felt exactly what my purpose was, and chose at one moment to be who I wanted to be, rather than looking at trying to find something to do. And through that, it's I can't say how great of an experience it's been. Since then, my entire life has changed.
That's a good way to put it. Finding something to be, not something to do. I like that. What about you, Ryan? What were you up to before?
Well, you know, it's I've always wanted and have had the need and felt compelled to serve others, to add one piece of their lives puzzle as a positive place that they can count on. So I got into financial services right out of college, got into the stock brokerage area, got into life planning, estate planning, and I've just kind of grown thinking along the way that if I just add this to the offering, or if I can do this, that's going to somehow bring on happiness, you know, and fulfillment through the job. I did well, you know, and I enjoy the job, but like Glenn said, I never really felt like I was truly at my, you know, on my mark. So I continued moving through the financial services area. I'm currently in kind of shifting away from, but mortgage brokering. I got into that a little better than 3.5 years ago, and you know, I was sitting watching TV with my wife, and 10 o'clock news came on, and I hear the announcements of the information that's being given, and I said, let's just go sit out on the porch and, you know, let's shut the TV off. And that kind of led into the idea for myself in kind of, you know, putting on a different type of offering, a different kind of programming. And we got to talking, and we explored the idea and talked even furthermore, and ended up getting linked up with Len through someone who I approached with an idea roughly around the same time that they were in turn creating their idea or vision for what they were seeing. And I always knew that there was something more to life. So about a year or so ago in March of last year, I just started really sitting down and in turn trying to find what I can do and ultimately accomplished it just by being really, like Glenn said, through the last year and a half, I've really changed my life entirely. And this co-creation with Len and Glenn has been a joyful ride. Just the synchronicities that we've experienced together, it's one thing to have them on your own and try to explain it, but when you're a part of it and three people are seeing it and feeling it, it's really been an amazing ride. So that's how I felt I've been serving in the past and where I'm going today, I could never imagine looking back.
It's very interesting to me with... Oh, hello. I was going to say it's very interesting, with the Trinity, three people coming together. God.
Yes, hello. She's talking to us.
I think so. Oh, that's really interesting. Okay, well, we'll see if we have any kind of EVP action in the post-edit, but meanwhile, the Trinity thing, the three of you coming together and doing, there's something powerful about that.
Very powerful, it seems to be, doesn't it?
Okay, that's interesting.
Yes, well, it is really powerful. I mean, and the opportunity of being able to work the three of us too, and get along so good. I mean, I always refer to they're like brothers from another mother, and it's true because of the fact that we work so cohesively, so well together. We all have the same intent. We all have the same growth experiences through, and really, that is just so difficult to find nowadays. But we attracted it to each other. So, I mean,
would you say it's fair to sort of sum it up as this is a? It's not just starting a business or a project, but it's a way. It's your lifestyle.
This is a way of being for sure. It's funny that you mentioned the business aspect of it. We don't even view this as a business at all. Although, we definitely need to feed ourselves through this vehicle. But our greater purpose here is to serve without question. This is a means for us to be what we want to be, and that being is in our natural state.
I can feel that when I sit and when I met with you before and we talked, and I can feel that same energy, because that's exactly what News for the Soul and what Peter and I did with Life Changing TV. It's exactly the same. Where it's, people ask how my business is going. I'm like, what business?
Yeah, where does the business stop? Where does it start? And where does
you end? And the life purpose and the service. There's no, it all gets smudged together. But that's great, because that's what drives your purpose then behind what you're going to do. Now let's talk about what you are going to do. What are you going to do?
Well, a lot. We have so much planned that we want to do with this.
But let's start, Len, real quickly with our final statement, and that's we plan on changing the world.
Exactly.
Get that out of the way.
Exactly. That's our intent, the intent is clear.
That's all.
Yeah. they'll come later. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's true. I mean, with that intent, and it's doable in the way of if we raise people's consciousness, even one at a time, we are changing the world, because that, as a ripple effect, goes out and touches so many other people's lives because of that. And because of the programming that they may watch, makes their day better, raises their vibration, and everybody they touch during the day gets a piece of that. So, that's how we want to flow it out through there. There's so many things that we want to do that include things that have never been done before. Having teachers who have never spoken together have discussions about life-changing situations and life-changing questions, coming up with new information, new material that expands our way of thought and expands it, and that's how we raise consciousness as well.
There's nothing like, you're in the fired up, let's do it stage, and it's about to launch, and it's very exciting. there's nothing like that moment when you've been putting your programming out for years and you get, you know, you get caught up in the doing this, you know, even when it's your purpose and your way of being, right? And suddenly you'll get one of those emails where someone completely had a turnaround from, you know, listening to or watching something that you put out there and made available through that being. And boy, there's nothing like that, I'll tell you.
And really, it really only takes 1 second for the mind to shift. And definitely, I mean, I've felt it myself, and I'm so appreciative for having this information land on me and resonate within me, that I could only. The only thing that I could think of doing with the information is graciously passing it along to as many people as possible. I mean, we know that the time is now for a positive direction in the world, and I really truly to the depths of anything that I could think of, my soul, my heart, my mind, I think that this information can really have a tremendous positive effect on a substantial number of people in the world, and on the world itself. So,
well, let's talk about the programming. What is going to be the programming? How is it going to be structured and all that?
More TV style programming. So we have a program guide that's very similar to a TV guide, and people will be able to check what's on for the week and be able to plan their watching time.
And this is online?
Yes, it's online.
Online, yeah.
Anywhere there's a connection, you're home, is basically what we're saying. They can, all over the world, log on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, at no charge, and watch life-changing programming on an ongoing basis. We're building a database of teachers all across the world in many different genres that will be able to spread their message as well, and it'll be like a learning institute.
Wow.
Yeah, from the heart.
Definitely. And I mean, there are so many teachers out there, and so many great tidbits of information, and so much wisdom, and so many books, and so many seminars, so many movies, that each messenger carries a small piece of the puzzle, it seems. You know, whatever you want to call it, towards awakening or enlightenment or just a sense of you know, inner well-beingness, they all carry a piece of the message. And a lot of times, for myself, I really had to look around quite a bit to find some here and find some there and find a little bit here and get some great information from over here. And you know, the movie The Secret, it opened up a lot of doors for people's minds and you know, got them asking some really great questions about what life really is, and got the idea that the deliberative creation of reality could certainly be a truth. And so basically what we have this opportunity to do is to collect all of these fantastic sages, visionaries, teachers from all around the world into one collective place and build a community where people essentially get their, you know, their daily bread. You know, they can log on and access information that will keep them moving in a positive direction throughout the course of the day or throughout the course of the week. So
I would like to add, you know, another benefit as well for our viewers is, you know, not every viewer, you know, may have the ability, access, monetarily, what have you, to go to seminars around the world at their local city. They may not have the ability to buy books and tapes, although they can certainly rent them from the library. But if there's an internet connection, which, you know, there seems to be quite a bit of that out there, if we could just, even in the U.S. there's 70 million adults who have internet connections. So if we expand that across the globe, you know, we're really giving these people access to maybe information of one book that they've read from a teacher that got them really excited and may not have the means now to get access or what have you. So we're really bridging out to, you know, a multitude of people, and you know, internets are available, access is available all over the world, and it's just getting more and more accessible as these days go on. So it's really amazing way, and then again, the ripple effect takes place.
So Why did you decide to go free?
We don't want any barriers for people to be able to view it anywhere. We don't want their situation currently of maybe thinking lack to give them another reason to think lack.
Mm-hmm.
We would rather give them the opportunity to log on freely, and there's many different ways that we can you know, generate a flow of prosperity through it in other ways. But we just feel that by doing this, it's our way of serving. And so if we do it for free, we're allowing everybody, without barrier, to be able to jump on wherever there's an internet connection. They can.
Well, it was so interesting when I heard you were doing that, because people have told me I've been completely insane for nearly a decade, because, as you know, News for the Soul, right back to 2001, first radio archive, is completely free, and I've done the same thing. Because when I started News for the Soul, I was on disability. I had two kids. One was 1-3 incurable diseases, and I was hobbling on a cane. You know, I wasn't paying for seminars. I had to grow to become a person who was able to do that. And, you know, I've never, ever felt right about, like you say, creating a barrier for other people that might be in that position. And I now have people like in Haiti, yeah, and Chile, and yeah, Iran, 111 countries at plus around
good,
the world.
Yeah.
You know, and, yeah.
And it feels good. And
it does. And
I mean,
serving, like you say.
And not to say that, you know, other people who do charge or whatever, I mean, that's just another choice, you know, and it's you know, it's great for them. We just thought that in this way, it will flow a lot easier, and everybody wins. You know, we have more viewers. We're doing our serving in a better way. They win because they don't have to think about a monetary cost out the door for being able to be fed, as Glenn mentioned, their daily bread. And, you know, the content providers win as well, because they actually get their messages out rather than traveling city to city to city. A lot of the teachers are getting very tired.
Yes.
You know, they're getting a little older, and they're traveling a lot. So the talks that we've had already have opened up so many new and different ways to be able to deliver their messages to the masses using the leverage of technology.
You know, it's interesting. I've had many speakers, very high-profile speakers over the years, tell me exactly that.
Yeah.
I'm tired of traveling. I want to find another way to do this than go on the lecture tours.
Oh, definitely. And there are, you know, we with the technology that we're using, we do have a couple of avenues that beyond just the television programming that can be used. We have a video conferencing area that has up to 100 people. Yeah, so a teacher could have a direct connection with up to 100 people asking questions and whatnot, right, you know, directly through our site, essentially. And you know, it allows the internet is an amazing place, and it allows for connectivity with people that really, you know, only resides in consciousness right now. In reality, it might not seem so right now, but it is here. It is now. Truly, we're in an age of 3 degrees of separation, as Darren Jacqueline says, rather than 6 degrees of separation with this marvelous technology that we have. So the ability to reach an extraordinary number of people instantaneously is right there at our fingertips, and that is a true blessing.
And the other thing too that we're able to do with this is, you know, the secret is played, and the different seminars and workshops that are done, people go and say, well, okay, that's great for you. You know, you're already making money, you're already doing this, you're already doing that, but where, you know, I'm in a different place, you know, and that separation can be healed so easily by showing people in reality type shows, which we've got a few actually being taped right now, that show people from, you know, they went from the street to where they are now in a very prosperous situation, utilizing these principles and utilizing their spiritual growth to grow with them. So we can show along the way that it's for average people, it's for everyone, it's for all of us. We are all one. There is no separation.
And we really will be speaking to a very large, a large demographic from you know, the most fundamental basics, you know, which people seeking the information from the get-go and needing to understand, you know, the basic principles and what have you, all the way up to those that are trying to master certain attributes or qualities of lessons that they're learning, and they may want to vie for a little more advanced. So we're really catering to a broad spectrum of people, which again goes back to the interactive TV, where you're getting to choose and hear from the people who you resonate with, and you build a good flow there.
Well, you mentioned content providers.
Mm-hmm.
Who are your content providers? Who are some of your people?
Yourself is one.
Life-changing TV.
Yes, Life-Changing TV, which it is that, definitely. We've got people on board, for instance, just to mention some of the names, Gary Renard, the author of Disappearance of the Universe, Course in Miracles teacher. We've got Neil Donald Walsh, author of Conversations with God. We've got Bob Doyle, Mike Dooley, Peter Russell,
John Kehoe,
Arthur Ray, from Life Changing TV,
Dr. Dove, Darren Jacklin, Kathleen Gage, Amy
Joe
Grant,
Indiana, Joe Vitale. Yeah. We've got a number of people, and every day our database of content providers is growing.
Mm-hmm.
The information that we've got a lot of information that's never been seen before. And so the only place it can be seen, like our footage, we just did a Humanity Teams event, Neil Donald Walsh's project. And so we have hours of Neil that, only the handful of people that were there seen. So worldwide, it's new information.
Awesome. Great. Now, so when's the launch?
May 15th and 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay. So what happens if you go there at 2:30?
It's our site. You'll see our new site. We have a temporary site up right now, but our other site will be coming online pretty quick, too.
Okay, where do they go?
They go to www.themanifest, all one word, -station.com. So it's themanifeststation.com.
With a dash.
Yes, with a dash. Or without, I think it works.
Yeah, it works without as
yeah.
well. But
now, what about, we've got a lot of listeners. Like, what if they all went there at the same time? Are you prepared for large bandwidth, large,
yes. We got the mega servers. We definitely went all out with that aspect of it, because we knew that we were going to get an enormous response from it. We have, from our initial research in this with some really really basic marketing that didn't cost us anything. Essentially, we should have between 500,000 and a million people hitting the site within the first week. So we're prepared for that bandwidth. The vehicle that we're using to provide our video, the company that we've ventured with, they're amazing. They've been extremely supportive of what it is that we're doing, and they're on board 100%, and definitely more than capable of taking up that much space.
Right, and so we really invite people to spread the word and share it with your friends. As we approach the launch, the unfolding of this grand vision that we have in co-creative with everybody else as well, it's just that, it's co-creative, co-collaborative. So, we appreciate everybody who actually does forward it on to other lists and forward it on to other people that they know, not spamming, but mm-hmm. but forwarding it on to those that you care about, because the information that will be poured through this channel is really is life-changing. And so, we can't emphasize enough how important it is to be able to add it to your day.
Now, what's going to happen on launch day? What can they expect when they go?
Celebration? No. We're programming from our first day. You want to mention some of the stuff that we're going to have?
Definitely, we'll have a little bit of Gary Renard with A Course in Miracles, an interview with Dr. Dove Barron. Neil Donald Walsh on. Who else? I think
there's some Peter Russell. We'll have some Mike Dooley stuff on there that hasn't been seen before, that was just edited. We will have some other interview shows that are coming in right now.
A lot of it's going to be a surprise. we're still getting stuff in right now, so we're on the
We're just in a place of allowing.
So yep. Exactly.
As it comes, and we continue to get it together and get it up on there. So we're really excited, you know, for what the first day has to come.
Okay, so be surprised. Just go.
Yeah.
Manifest-station.com on launch day, May 15th at 3 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, we figured that out yesterday because somebody else asked us on radio.
So. Yeah. When is it? Okay, so.
It is now 3 p.m.
And that would be 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard. There you go.
Okay.
There we go.
That would be 6 p.m. Eastern.
Gosh, yes. I'm wishing I had a little 3-hour. Yep, okay.
I think it's getting late over there.
You'll have to excuse me.
Okay.
But I'm doing well.
So what's going to be the next challenge once you get this up and launched and it's running? What's the next challenge?
There are a ton of opportunities because then we actually get to go back into the creative mode, which is where we all just thrive at. And mm-hmm. so we get to go back to the creative mode and start creating different shows, start creating panel discussions. I know, for instance, Neil Donald Walsh wants to be able to do his own show and bring in people who are maybe of differing beliefs even to be able to discuss larger subjects. I know he was talking about Richard Dawkins and himself talking about God. Now, that is a show that most people will want to watch.
Right.
So the material, then we get to be able to do that kind of stuff. We want to throw some sort of contest type of situation for manifesting stories out there, videotaped. There's just, it's an ongoing plethora of cornucopia, I'll use Glenn's word, a cornucopia of new opportunities that arise at that time, and we're really excited about it.
You know, it's so interesting. Peter and I, we were talking. Hello, Pete. We started Life Changing TV on the same kind of drive of motivation, of purpose. And we didn't have, you know, sort of the funding or things in place, and we just started shooting. And we shot, and we had this accumulation. I mean, we're traveling and brilliant, like the same thing, but just that creative, thriving flow. And we sat on this mountain of footage going, I wonder why Spirit wanted us to have this mountain of great footage, that a lot of it that people, you know, just wouldn't normally find or have access to. And we're starting to figure it out now. So content providing.
Well, and that's it's just awesome for us because, it means so much to us that other people are able to go out and create shows that we would never have thought about.
Well, it's so interesting because look at the synchronicity involved here, because how often do you find two journalists that suddenly got struck by God lightning and went off filming for a year and a half and didn't know why?
I ask this question as well, you know, and not to say that your journey wasn't unique, but do you think that there's others in similar situations who don't know what to do with their video as well? So we're really, there's got to be a few.
I think that's what's happening is that, I mean, journalists are waking up. You know, Peter was with CNN. I was with print news for a long time. And like you, went on the journey that, in retrospect, was really, you know, beneficial.
It definitely showed me my contrast and pointed out what it was that I didn't want, so I knew exactly what to focus on that I do want.
It's also taught me too that, you know, I can look back and laugh and appreciate the things I've gone through, but I'm getting better at appreciating them now as I'm going through them. Rather than having to go and go through them painfully and then look back, I'm looking at it as, this is the experience that's being presented to me right now that I've created. Who am I through this experience? And so, again, growth is the word of our everyday through this wonderful project, because it allows us to be able to grow at the same time as we actually move forward with our passion and serve. It's a beautiful gift-wrapped package for all three of us.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. If I could just add as well, for anybody who is having any sort of, you know, resistance to this kind of information or thinks that it couldn't be used in their life, you know, really when it comes to watching some people
take the information and really grasp onto it and utilize it. The three of us have done that, and here we are at a moment where we're now releasing a worldwide television channel. Mm. And there, you know, a year ago there was no way that I could even have pictured myself in this position. And now here I am being able to picture myself in a position a year from now. You know,
and
so
I like to add to that, the last 2 months, the last few months anyway, since February when we connected, I mean, the growth that we've all experienced, and as you said, the trio, it's fantastic because we're constantly observing each other's growth, and we can then in turn, you know, you're growing right along with them, and it is quite amazing. And to think about the timeline from literally February, I want to say it was near Valentine's Day that we spoke mm-hmm. for the first time, or maybe a week before, to a launch in May 15th. Who would ever thought an ordinary person, you know, pursuing this kind of path would be able to create and allow to flow through you and them and all of us, you know, so quickly. It's just, yeah. It hasn't been done. What we're doing hasn't been done, and it hasn't been done in such a short period of time ever, and it's been so effortlessly. You know, mm-hmm. It really has been joyful. We've laughed all the way through the process. I don't think I've laughed as much in the last, you know, as I have for in the last 5 years, as much as I have in the last, you know, 3.5 or 3 months or so. It's just been really amazing, and I know they can concur all the way through that.
Definitely. Well, and the thing is, we're building this in a way that's totally different than flies in the face of normal business. I mean, mm-hmm. we're actually not doing anything like a normal business project would be done, and because of that, we're having huge success
and fun at the same time. And that's,
exactly,
that's the joy
driven,
of it.
So it's going at light speed.
Exactly, and we're getting into that. We allow whatever is to happen. We with every decision that we look at, we check our emotional guidance systems. We check our emotions. How do we feel about it? If we're not feeling fantastic, we do not go ahead. That's just plain and simple. If not everybody involved in whatever decision we're thinking about, if not everybody has a yes, we pull back and relook at it,
yeah,
reexamine it.
Definitely. And I mean, we are here, three people that have never, ever, none of us have been in media. You know, we didn't know how to launch or run a television station, and didn't know really how to gain content or anything like that, and just utilize the laws of attraction, and here we are right now sitting with Peter and Nicole, and we were wondering, you know, at one point we were like, okay, well, where are we going to get, you know, where are we going to get content from? Holy smokes! We put it out there and made it an intention, and voila! Well, we meet up with Peter and Nicole, and they have mounds of content, and then we meet up with Neil Donald Walsh, and he wants to do his own show, and you know, it's just putting it out there has really, you know, as source is driving us without question. If we stopped, it would keep going.
Well, and the thing is, we didn't start off with any camera equipment, any audio equipment. Our older computers, you know, on a shoestring budget would be nice, you know. But none of that really matters. The hows will become evident,
right,
as you put faith in the process and trust in that. And once you experience yourself as faithful, you start seeing how things are brought into you. For instance, meeting Peter, the rest of our video crew as well, they're volunteering their time right now. They're volunteering their equipment. They're here for the greater good as well. And so many people are being able to play off of that and get fulfillment through this one project, this collaborative among everybody.
It's a new way of doing it, isn't it? You go on feel, and it's more like ready, fire, aim. You take action, do what you can with what you have, and then take the next step, feeling your way along. And that's, you know, spirit-driven is the new way. And I feel far less insane now that I've met you guys. Welcome to the party.
What you just said is really key, Nicole. It's just that's the bottom line. You really can't do anything about the past. You really have no control in managing next week today. So So when you just adhere to being right here, right now, and being in a place of inspiration where you're driven and not feeling like you have to do, you're just being, you don't have to worry about the noise most people fear. Most people, you know, really have a difficult time handling, and so when you get back to there, it really simplifies things, and it just allows you to be at ease because you're not anticipating, you're not concerning yourself with, you're not trying to project, you're just there. So that I think that's part of, and you know, when one or the other of us is out, you know, tones of voice change, we know what's going on, we talk and we grow through it, and before you know it, the energy's vibrant, it's back to, you know, back to square one, and we're on our way, and it doesn't take very long because, you know, we've really grown to love each other, you know, truly as brothers that are from distant, you know, distant lands, but it's fantastic. So be in the moment.
Wonderful. Well, you mentioned the creative thrive. I'll tell you, the ideas that Peter and I had, a little talk.
Yeah.
We hadn't even begun to scrape the surface of what our ideas were, so.
And you have some wild, wild stuff. Already.
Already, and so that isn't even the surface, though. Oh, my God.
I think this is going to be a really fun thing. The more that we enter into this and the more we go with this flow, I think that there's so many, many good times ahead of us to be able to share in this as well.
All of us.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm so grateful that we've connected and that actually it was Brad Yates that put
it
together.
Good old, you know, Brad's an awesome guy. Yeah.
He is. EFT Wizard Brad Yates.
Yes.
And, you know, as I sit here and Peter's filming, thank you so much, Peter, for coming out. And we'll get this up on Life Changing TV and let them know as well for the big launch. But as we're filming in this lovely little studio, I'm just noticing that we've got a SpongeBob SquarePants nightmare game.
Oh no!
The whole time. Oh, that's hilarious. God has a sense of humor.
Definitely,
doesn't she? Yes, she does.
That just tops off the hour. There we go.
A reminder to live childlike.
Yeah.
It was right over your shoulder, and I thought, I've noticed it about halfway through the interview. I thought, oh well, we'll let it go.
It's there. Let it be. Yeah.
There are no mistakes.
Let it be.
So thank you so much, guys, for, you know, following the call, stepping up, making it happen, and I'm looking forward to our adventures together.
Awesome. So we are too. Thank you very much for spending the time with us too.
Well, thank you for being on the show. The manifest-station.com. Go there at exactly May 15th, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. And join the fun. And until then, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Attention, like-minded business owners. Do you have an amazing solution? A product or service for the soul? Something we can't find out about in mainstream media? Then we have a solution for you. News for the Soul is airing its Solutions for the Soul networking fundraiser show, and you could be one of our guests. This is an amazing opportunity to join host Nicole Whitney on the air to talk about your solution and share your information with the world. All guests must be pre-screened, and there is a fee to participate. All proceeds directly keep the News for the Soul show archived totally free for the world to hear, and all interviews are aired indefinitely online after the show. To find out more, go to newsforthesoul.com and click on the Solution Show banner now. That's newsforthesoul.com. And don't let fear stand in your way. This could be your turn to shine in the News for the Soul spotlight.
Attention, indigos, healers, cultural creatives, and agents of social change. Are you ready to act upon your inner wisdom and step forward into your life purpose? With 16 years of hands-on real-world results, empowerment specialist Robert Moonsong is available to help as a visionary guide to authentic spiritual growth and awakening. To subscribe for free or find out about upcoming teleclasses, visit robertmoonsong.com now. That's robertmoonsong.com.
Who are you? Why are you here? What is the meaning of life? These burning questions have plagued mankind throughout our existence. How would you like to experience a process that would allow you to have some of the answers? Answers that would cause you to live with higher awareness and deeper authenticity from now on? Well, you can. Warrior Sage is offering an experiential 5-day enlightenment workshop called Illumination Intensive. Regularly about $3,000 to attend, Satyan Raja of Warrior Sage is offering this life-changing 5-day course to News for the Soul listeners totally for free. That's right. The tuition has been completely waived for all News for the Soul listeners. Satyan says this experience is so profound, he wants to share it with the world. So don't miss out on this special opportunity. To have your own direct experience of awakening with Warrior Sage, go to illuminationintensive.com now and tell them News for the Soul sent you. That's illuminationintensive.com.
In December 2005, News for the Soul host Nicole Whitney experienced the most dramatic, life-changing psychic reading of her life. In that brief 10-minute mini-session, she released years of emotional baggage when Kerry O'Connor connected with a recently deceased family member, bringing Nicole a life-changing message from beyond the grave. Since that fateful day, Nicole has invited Kerry O'Connor on as a regular News for the Soul guest to do readings on the air. But you do not have to wait. Kerry is available for private sessions right now. Nicole has laughingly suggested wearing goggles and a helmet for these sessions because of the powerful energy that seems to come through Kerry when she's doing a reading. But don't take our word for it. Experience it for yourself. So pack up your goggles and helmet and book your life-changing session with Kerry O'Connor today. Go to InsideOut-OutsideIn.com. That's InsideOut-OutsideIn.com.
How would you like to learn how to bend metal with your mind for real? Well, you can. News for the Soul is home to the one and only Spoon Bending Kit, an instantly downloadable digital gift that contains 2 hours of audio and visual instructions designed to get your mind out of the way and teach you how to truly affect solid matter just with your thoughts. Find out once and for all how you are affecting your reality with every thought you think. Don't let anything block you from creating the life that you want. Download the newsforthesoul.com Spoon Bending Kit today. Just go to newsforthesoul.com right now and click on the bent spoon. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
Enlightened, having knowledge and spiritual insight, freedom from illusion. Enlightened dating, an idea whose time has come. It is time for relationships that transcend the old fear-based paradigm of power plays, control dramas, stereotypes, and conditioned response. EnlightenedDating.com offers introductions and support for conscious dating. EnlightenedDating.com is about synchro destiny rather than the volume of memberships or regional location. Enlightened daters operate in the realm of all possibility, far beyond limitation of the conditioned mind. And it is not just a meeting place. Inside, you'll access the best in support and training from conscious relational experts from around the world. Ongoing interviews, webinars, and more support the search and journey in conscious relationship, all free, 24/7, for all members at enlightenedDating.com. LifeChangingTV.com is a model of conscious journalism, documenting evolution of human consciousness through high-quality video programming. A combination of metaphysical awareness and an open, honest sense of inquiry relay the true story through alternative media that will blow your mind. Founders Nicole Whitney and Peter Williams started the channel after meeting in March 2005, drawing from Whitney's journalism background and Peter's experience as a cameraman for CNN. Since the project began, they have been able to interview many luminaries from around the world, including Stuart Wilde, John Kehoe, Dr. David Morehouse, Anne Marie Evers, John Hutchison, and others. To watch this fresh, unfiltered, cutting-edge information online, become a subscriber. Visit LifeChangingTV.com and click the Join button. It's that simple. LifeChangingTV.com, making the world a better place, one frame at a time.
It's not just a show. It's a movement. You're listening to News for the Soul, the number one life-changing radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL, and the largest free life-changing audio resource on the web. We feature the top luminaries in the evolution of human consciousness and have kept all of our shows all free all of the time for the world to hear. In a recent listener survey, News for the Soul listeners responded with overwhelming appreciation and praise, which they summarized with this one powerful statement. News for the Soul is not just a show, it's a movement. Go to newsforthesoul.com to see for yourself. That's newsforthesoul.com.